姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次在主面前寻求他的心意，等候他的再来。
Thank the Lord that once again together we can seek Lord's will and also wait for His coming.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你拯救我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for saving us.
我们也谢谢你借着你的爱子耶稣基督吩咐我们要等候并催促你的再来。
And thank you through your beloved Son Jesus Christ to command and also tell us that we should wait for your coming back.
你也借着主告诉我们这天国的福音要传遍天下，然后末期才来到。
And also through your Son you tell us that theGospel of the kingdom shall spread around the world, and then the kingdom shall return.
你也借着你的话告诉我们，在我们还活着的时候，应该警醒、预备，哦，主的再来。
And also through your words, you tell us that while we are still living, we should be watchful and be ready for Lord's return.
在神的家中，要彼此的建造，要做生命的供应。
And in the house of God, we shall build each other up and also be the provision of life.
你也告诉我们，童女的生活，事实上就是出去迎接新郎的生活。
And also you've told us that the life of virgins is actually the life of welcoming the returning of the groom.
我们承认这些话，若没有你启示，若没有你圣灵在我们身上做工，我们没有办法明白。也没有办法进入实际。
We confess that we cannot understand nor enter into its reality of those words if without the revelation and working of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们无论讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
So for the one who speaks, the one who translates, and all of us who hear, without any other dependence, we wait before you.
你既然把你的话写在圣经里面，也让我们发现。
Since you have written your words in the Bible and let us find them.
我们需要明白，我们需要知道的，我们需要进入的，我们需要有实际的，我们只有无依无靠的仰望你，亲自在我们身上做成你要做成的。
What we need to understand, what we need to enter in, and what we need to enter into a reality of those, we do look upon you to work upon us so that everything can be fulfilled upon us.
把我们每一位都交在你的手中。
We commend each one of us unto your hands.
使用这一点有限的时间。
Use this limited time.
无论我们是信主多久，或者是在什么样的属灵的情况底下。
Regardless of how long we have believed the Lord or in whatever condition we are in.
向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
向每一位来到你面前，坐在你脚前的说话。
Speak to each one of us who come before your feet.
为着每一位。求你把宝座的把天上的窗户打开倾倒下来。
For each one of us, do pray that you open the heavenly window and pour down of your words.
求你圣灵充满我们。
May your Holy Spirit fill us.
让我们在你面前聚集的时候就预备有就被圣灵所充满。
So as we gather before you, we can be prepared and also be filled by the Holy Spirit.
没有你的怜悯。没有你的供应，我们没有办法。
We can do nothing without mercy and without your provision.
我们赞美你，主，你已经死而复活，升上高天，坐在宝座。
We praise you, for you have already risen from the dead and ascended into heaven and now sitting on the throne.
照着你的信实，把圣灵浇灌在我们当中。
According to your faithfulness, pour out your Holy Spirit among us.
让我们今天。来到聚集当中的都被圣灵所充满，带着满满的圣灵回去。
So each one of us who come to the gathering today are fully being anointed by the Holy Spirit and return with the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
有什么话请你向我们说，刻在我们的心中，叫我们一生得益处。
Whatever words you like to speak to us, engrave onto our hearts so thatWe can receive profit for the rest of our life.
教我们在你再来之前，我们所要预备的，我们真的有充分的预备，能够预备完全。
So we can be fully prepared and be ready for your return.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank the Lord in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几段的圣经。
So let us read few places of scriptures.
启示录第二十二章第七节。
Book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 7.
看哪、啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看哪、啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人。也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say, "Come!" And let him that hears say, "Come!" And let him that is athirst come! And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
再看启示录十九章第九节。
And let's look at Revelation 19, verse 9.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。又对我说，这是真实的话。
And he said unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he says unto me, These are the true sayings of God.
再请看马太福音第二十四章十四节。
Please turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
再看二十四章第四十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 45.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season?
再看二十五章从第一节到第十三节。
Then let's read chapter 5 from verse 1 to 13.
那时天国好比十个童女，拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
And five of them were wise, and five were foolish.
愚拙的拿着灯，却不预备油。
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯，又预备油在器皿里。
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹，睡着了。
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
半夜，有人喊着说，新郎来了。你们出来迎接他。
And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom comes, go you out to meet him.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
And the foolish say unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But the wise answer saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
其余的童女后来，随后也来了，说主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
Afterward came also other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open to us.
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
刚才我们在所读的圣经当中，特别在马太24-25章提到的三个方面。
There are three aspects which we have read, especially in the book of Matthew 24 and 25.
二十四章提到说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Chapter 24, verse 14 says that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for the witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
这是主对教会说，教会在地上要宣告天国的福音，也在地上做天国的见证。
This is Lord has commanded to the church that church on the earth shall preach the gospel of the kingdom and also proclaim the witness to the world.
当这件事能够传到地极，就是能够在地普遍化的时候，就是神的心意能够普遍化，神的心意能达到，神的见证能够达到他所需要的时候，末期就来。
So when this, which is the testimony of the Lord, be preached unto the whole world, then the end shall come.
所以教会受托付一个重大的见证，就是天国的见证。
So one of the biggest testimony which is being entrusted to the church is the testimony of the kingdom.
然后在这个教会里面呢，他说，谁是忠心有见识的仆人？为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们了。
And also in church, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season?
这里提醒我们，教会是神的家。
This reminds us that church is the house of God.
所以我们应当有家的实际。
So we should have the reality of the house.
不是以我们以地上的家来那个观念来。
It's not the concept of the home on earth.
这个家是天父跟神的儿女。
For this house is the heavenly Father and the children of God.
所以我们在家里面，我们都是弟兄。
So in this house that we are all brothers.
主耶稣是长兄。
Our Lord Jesus is the firstborn.
那我们在家里要做什么呢
？So what should we do in the house?
按时分粮。就是做生命的供应。
To provide food in due season, that is the provision of life.
不是我们光等着要粮啊，我们不是光等着这个得着，我们是也成为那个把粮分出去的那个器皿。
Not that we just wait to receive, but also we become the vessel of provision.
所以上次我们孙弟兄来的时候，特别告诉我们这个聚会。我们要怎样预备
？So when our brother's son came last weekend, he specially shared with us how should we be prepared to go to the gatherings.
如果没有听或者没听清楚的，我鼓励大家再听一下。
If you haven't heard or you haven't heard clearly, I encourage everyone to listen again.
他利用利未记那段话，把需要预备的重点告诉我们。
He has pointed out all the focal points about how to be prepared using the book of Leviticus.
如果我们真的在主面前好好预备
，If we truly are well prepared before the Lord，
我们多多少少都可以成为家里面人的供应。
More or less, we can become the provision of the household.
我们就不会说我们是空空的来又空空的回去。
Then we will not become coming empty-handed or return empty-handed.
我们应该是带着主所供应给我们的，带到主的面前，带到家里面来。结果呢，我们带出去的呢，比带来的更多。
We should come in to provide with what the Lord has provided to us. So actually, that what we return should be even more than what we bring in.
如果我们都不预备，我们没有人成为供应的器皿，那我们就真的是空空的来，大家又空空的回去。
If all of us are not prepared, and then we are not being prepared as the vessel for the Lord, then it's truly become we come empty-handed and return empty-handed.
所以家里面的生活也是一个什么？学习把神的丰富带进来，也能够彰显神丰富的一个生活。
So this life of the home is truly to learn that how to bring in the provision of the Lord and also to provide out.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。到底什么是能够真正有供应的，而且真正能够让这个家得到建造起来。
So we need the Lord to help us so that what is truly that we can be provided and then to build up the house of God.
然后他到了二十五章呢，就看到，哎，这个童女呢，她是出去迎接新郎。
Then chapter 25 shows us that the virgin to welcome the bride.
也可以说是
the bridegroom.
在这个家里的生活当中，这个童女也是在预备当中。
So that in this house life, that the virgins are being prepared.
所以今天我想，转一个方向啊来看，这个油啊，油在我们身上，就是圣灵在我们身上有什么经历
？So I would change the direction today to look at what kind of experience when this oil, which is the Holy Spirit upon us.That we should have.
因为既然我们要预备油，我们要被圣灵充满，那不会是一个完全没有印象、没有经历的东西。
Since we have to prepare the oil, we shall be filled by the Holy Spirit. Then there should not be something that's not being experienced.
所以，如果我们身上真的有油，这个油在我们上应该有活动的。
So if truly we have oil upon us, then there should be movement upon us.
啊，我想主的话应该是很清楚的。
I think Lord's words should be so clear.
我做了一点寻找的工作。
I have done some research.
所以呢，我把我寻找到的给弟兄姊妹做参考。
So I would like to give to you as reference.
也许您可以找到比我更清楚的。
Maybe you will be able to find something even more clear than what I found.
好，我们先看一下，我们从圣经来看哈，你就知道圣经真的讲得很清楚。
So if we look at from the Bible, then we should know it's clearly written.
约翰福音第三章。
Gospel book of John, chapter 3.
我们看三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
这不是第六节。第七节。
Verse 7.
我说你们必须重生。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows there it list, that thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes and where it goes. So everyone that is born of the Spirit.
在第八节里面讲到说，风随着意思吹，风这里讲的是圣灵。
So verse 8 says that the wind blows as where it lists. Then the wind means the Holy Spirit.
这个意思呢，就是旨意的那个动词，就是他有他把他的旨意变成行动。
So wherever it blows, it means that the will is actually an action.
你听到风，听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来。往哪里去
？You hear the wind blows, but you don't know where it comes from nor where it goes.
从哪里来往哪里去呢？可能不是最重要的重点。重点是什么？听到。
It's not the most important that where it comes from nor where it goes, but the most important is to hear.
所以我们既然是得救了，我们就求主帮助我们能听见圣灵的声音。
Since we are saved, then therefore may the Lord help us to hear the sound of the Holy Spirit.
前两天哈，我借了一个电锯来，然后锯一些木头。
Past few days I borrowed an electrical saw and then tried to saw the wood.
那我就事先也没有事先先观察一下这个风道要往哪里走。
I actually did not pay attention to where the wind comes from.
那我在室外，我在室外，我怕那个灰啊，全部在我的房子里面。
I was outside because I was afraid all the ashes blow into my house.
所以我就拿了就啪一锯，就一锯呢，我这样一下去之后呢， 哇，我全身脸啊衣服全都是灰。
So as soon as I turn on the electrical saw, which I just start using it, then immediately my whole body, my whole face is full of the ash.
这个我被这个灰给全部这个就弄到身上哈，我突然明白风随着意思吹，啊，你不知道从哪里来往哪里去，你却听见风的响声。
As the wood dust is all over me, then I suddenly realize that we really don't know where the wind comes from and where it goes, but actually I can hear the sound of the wind.
所以我就转一个方向，我就嚓嚓嚓的弄了，就不会碰到身上了。
So I turned to another direction and start sewing, but then I was okay. The dust did not come upon me.
所以不是一个很难的东西。
So this is not something hard.
啊，我们真的清楚蒙恩得救。风它在吹的时候，主圣灵在做的时候，你虽然很多你不会分析，但你能够知道。
So if we are truly saved by grace, when the Holy Spirit is working, although you cannot just analyze it, but you will know it.
这是重生蒙恩得救的人一个特权。
This is a privilege for those who are born again and being saved by grace.
但如果这个特权我们没有经历到，或不在这个时机里面，很可惜。
But it's very unfortunate if we haven't experienced this privilege, nor in the reality of it.
风随着意思吹，风它把这神的旨意，却这样带出来。
The wind blows wherever it will, then actually the wind just bring down the will of God.
像我事先想都不想，我就站在刚好正在的对面，唰下去什么，哇，我全身都是灰。
At first, I did not even think about the direction of the wind, then all the dust just came upon me.
那现在我知道了，我转一个方向，我就能够顺着风的方向走，顺着圣灵的方向走。
Then after I learned, then I turned to the other direction, then I can be toward the direction and also according to the direction of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们日常可以学习到的。
That's something we can learn in our daily lives.
也许你从来不想圣灵要说什么。
Maybe you have never thought about what the Holy Spirit would like to say.
但是圣灵会照着神的旨意，神要他说的时候，他就会说。
But the Holy Spirit, according to God's will, it would say whatever God would like it to say.
因为圣灵不是照自己的意思，圣灵是照主耶稣的意思。
For the Holy Spirit is not based on its own will, but according to the will of the Lord Jesus.
我们再看另外一段圣经。
Then let's look at another
passage. 这也是一个很基本的学习。
That's also a basic learning.
这是新的生命，你得着新的生命，你就会进入这样新的生活。
Once you receive this new life, you will enter into this newness of life.
使徒行传第十六章。
Book of Acts, chapter 16.
第六节。
Verse 6.
圣灵竟然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗里加加拉太一带地方。
Now when they had gone throughout Perga and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia.
这里一个学习，一个经历，就是圣灵禁止。
There's a learning that is forbidden by the Holy Spirit.
不是外面的环境禁止，是里面的禁止。
It's not being forbidden by the outward circumstances, but forbidden inward.
当你这样做的时候，你里面就总觉得好像主就告诉你不对，不能这样子，这边不能这样走。
When you try to do something, but there's something inside tells you that you can't do that.
因为如果我们是清楚蒙恩得救的，我们里面的灵是活过来的。
If we are truly, clearly saved by grace, then our spirit is quickened inside.
圣灵会做这样的工作在我们身上。
Then the Holy Spirit will do such work on us.
因为圣灵是从宝座把神的心意、神的带领带给我们。
For the Holy Spirit bring down the will of God from the throne.
另外一个圣经就是在同一章这个下一节。
So the next verse is the following verse.
到了美西亚。的边界，他们想要往庇推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
After they were come to Mysia, they were ready to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not.
他这里讲说，耶稣的灵不许可他。
But the Spirit suffered them not.
这仍然是里面的。
It's still inward.
所以我们要问。
So we need to ask.
我们在信主 认识主的过程中，有没有经历过这个东西？
In our process to believe the Lord and know the Lord, have we ever experienced this?
这是一个基本的。
This is something basic.
圣灵如果充满我们，有的时候到一个阶段，圣灵告诉我们真不能去，真不能做。
If the Holy Spirit fills us to the point that it tells us that we cannot go this place nor do that.
像那个我以前没有信主的时候，就常常跟同学跑到我们台湾叫地下舞厅去跳舞。
Before I believe the Lord, I often go to the dancing club in Taiwan.
那我信主了，圣经也没讲说不可以跳舞啊，对不对？没有讲，对不对
？After I believe the Lord, the Bible doesn't say that we cannot dance.
所以我朋友呢，又拉我去，那我也去啊。
So then my friend asked me to go again. I also went.
我就去到那里呢，我就发现。奇怪，我今天里面没反应了，我就是那个里面对这个音乐没反应了。
Then after I went there, I realized that it seems like, I did not feel excited when I hear the music.
然后我的朋友说：“来呀，来呀，现在已经很久了，来呀！”我还是没反应。
Then my friends keep dragging me down to the dance floor, but I still did not feel excited.
然后我就坐那边，我就觉得心里就是，我在那里听，我也很熟悉，但是我里面一点都不反应。
I just sat there, I listened, and everything seemed so familiar to me, but there's no echo inside me.
他们就跳啊跳啊跳啊，他们把全身都跳了，都是汗，他们跳累了，说可以走了吧。
They kept dancing until they were tired, then they said maybe it's time to go.
我说好，走吧，我就是都没有下去，怎么？因为里面没有反应。
I did not go down to dance at all because I did not feel anything exciting inside.
然后我是没有想到说，等我走出去之后。有个声音跟我讲说，下次可以不来了吧。
Then I did not realize, but as soon as I walked out, then a voice tells me that you don't have to come next time.
我没有预期到说，我走出去才会有这个话告诉我。
I did not think about it, but this voice just came up when I walked out.
但是果然走出去之后呢，主向我说话之后呢，下次人家找我的时候，我觉得我不想去了。
So it was so true that as the Lord talked to me after I left.And the next time they asked me to go again, I said, no, I don't want to go again.
这里完全没有任何修炼的味道在里头。修行。
There's really... There's really nothing about like those other religions that they try to restrain themselves.
或者是就是自己教自己怎样，没有这个味道在里面。
Nor try to teach ourselves how to do.
就是到那时候，神要说就说了，就这样。
It's at that right timing when Lord speaks, then He says.
好，我们再看另外一段圣经。
Then let's look at other place of scripture.
这是在新人里面的一些表现。
That is the manifestation of one being the new creation.
马太福音啊，不是罗马书第八章。
Book of Romans chapter 8.
第三节到我们读到第七节好了啊。
From verse 3 to 7.
律法既因肉体的软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子，成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit the things of the spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能。
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
在刚才第四节里面讲说，随从肉体或者随从圣灵。
In verse 4 says, whether to be mind of the flesh or walk after the spirit.
这里讲到就是说我们的生活会有一个根据的来源。
It talks about that our life have a basis.
如果我们没有信主的话，没有这个问题。
If I haven't believed the Lord, there's no such issue.
就是因为我们信主，圣灵住在我们里面，才会有这样的问题。
Because we have believed the Lord and the Holy Spirit dwells in us, then this becomes a problem.
根据肉体呢，还是根据圣灵？
Whether we should walk after the flesh or after the Spirit.
所以，这个如果说这个我们愿意根据圣灵的话，那就下面就会有这个另外一个阶段的发生。
If we are willing to walk after the Spirit, then what follows is the next stage.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
For they are after the Spirit, mind the things of Spirit, but those who are after the flesh, mind the things of flesh.
也就是说，我如果要根据肉体的话，我的思想呢，就一直注意的是肉体方面的东西。
If I'm after the flesh, then all my thoughts are paying attention to the things of the flesh.
但是我若愿意跟从圣灵的话，我就思想呢，就往圣灵带领我的方向去思想。
But if I would like to follow after the Spirit, then my thoughts are after the things of the Spirit.
虽然我们不一定一直都活在随从圣灵的实际里面。
Although we might not always live in the reality of after the Spirit.
但只要我们跟主的关系正常，你就发现呢，圣灵会在我们身上会启示，会带领我们，让我们把我们的思想引到圣灵的思想去。
But if our relationship with the Lord is normal, then you will know that the Holy Spirit guides us to the things of the Spirit.
但是我们如果不想要跟着圣灵，我们还是可以回到属地属人的这个想法。
But if we do not want to follow the Spirit, then we can still go back to the earthly and carnal things.
而且很奇妙哈，当你体贴圣灵的思想去的时候，尤其是你在灵里面跟主交通哈，那时间过得特别快。
And it's very amazing that when you mind the things of the Spirit and when you fellowship with the Lord, then the time goes by so fast.
有的时候我在那里，主好像给我一点，圣灵好像引导那在思想上面，好像要往那个主的心意上更加明白的方向去。
When sometimes the Lord is giving me some guidance of understanding more of His will.
在我的以为啊，可能只是很。我的感觉哈，我的感觉上只是很短的时间，我觉得好像不没有很久的时间。
My feeling is that it's only a short time.
可是呢，等到我一睁开眼睛，哎呦，哇，两个小时过去了。
But when I open my eyes, 2 hours already passed.
所以有时候是很奇妙的事情。
So it's something very amazing.
哦，所以这事是我们可以经历的。
So that's something we can experience.
圣灵要帮助我们体贴圣灵。
The Holy Spirit will help us to mind the Spirit.
也就是圣灵在我们不但在我们的心里面做工，在我们灵里面做工。那这个在灵里面所得着的，现在达到你的思想上。
That is when the Spirit works in our hearts, in our spirit, and what it gains in the Spirit already reach our thoughts.
也不但不仅仅是你心里接受的圣灵的工作。而这个呢，你的思想呢，开始可以明白，不但可以明白，而且可以怎么样？甚至你可以把它解释出来，翻译出来。
So it's not just your heart accepts the work of the Holy Spirit, but then your mind, your thoughts is able to explain and also even to interpret it.
那这个要帮助我们在神面前决定我们是要跟随圣灵，还是要不跟随圣灵。
So this helps us in the Spirit whether we determine to follow the Spirit or not.
因为我们的心思，我们开始呢，哎，知道主在我灵里面，在我心里面，有一个很实在的带领。
For our minds start to understand, there is a very real guidance of how the Spirit leads me.
那我顺着这个去，那就走在这个圣灵要把我带往新造的那个新的被。那个生命的新成长的那个方向去。
If I follow its guidance, then the Holy Spirit will help me to grow in this newness of the creation.
好，那我们再看一下这个同一章，罗马书第八章第九节到第十一节。
So let's look at Romans chapter 8 verse 9 through 11.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。 人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you.
这是另外一个进一步的经历。
That's a further experience.
圣灵住在我的里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in you.
圣灵住在我里面，可能我们平常不一定有什么太大的感觉。
We might not feel it much when the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
但是你总是会有机会会感觉到圣灵在你里面是真的。
But there should be chances you feel that it's so real that the Holy Spirit is in you.
譬如说如果你去上网啊 ,internet.、
Oh. Okay, or if you go online.
那你就刻意也许你要去做一些不是神要你做的。
If you specially try to do something that God's not pleased.
有时候你是遇到那个网络呢，哇，就突然乱掉了。
Sometimes the internet just gets confused.
我讲的是我遇过的哈。
That's my own experience.
但是不只是那个网络突然乱掉了。
But not just the internet suddenly get disconnected.
我发现在我里面的那个圣灵啊，哇，很好像很难过，你就知道啊，主在我里面。
Then I find the Holy Spirit in me seems so grieved. Then I know that the Lord is in me.
主不要我继续这样做下去。
Lord would not like me to continue.
所以什么？这是可以经历的。
So this is something to experience.
也许你是不同的。
Maybe you experience something different.
但是圣灵是住在我们里面。
But the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
圣灵住在我们里面呢，要叫我们怎么样说？他刚刚讲说，住在你们心里的圣灵，使你必死的身体又活过来。
The spirit that dwells in us that will quicken our mortal bodies.
其实不只是这样，在十三节说，你们若顺从肉体，活着必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
But not only that, verse 13 says that if you live after the flesh, you should die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deed of the body, you should live.
所以有什么方法？或有什么能力叫我们不继续犯罪
？So what is the way or power that can stop us from continuing to sin？
当然，我们需要奉献给主。
Of course, we need to offer ourselves to the Lord.
但是很实际的，圣灵住在我里面。
But what's very real is that the Spirit dwells in us.
如果我跟主的关系是正常的
，If our relationship with the Lord is normal，
那当我那个旧生命又开始想要发动的时候。
When my old life would like to react again.
但是他说，靠着圣灵，圣灵致死身体上的恶行。
Through the Spirit, mortify the deeds of the body.
就圣灵呢，使我习惯性的那些，在神看来是恶的，是犯罪的，把它致死。
So the Spirit put to death all those habits that's evil before God's eyes.
本来我习惯性要做这个事情。
With my habit, I would like to do certain things.
但圣灵叫我不再做了。
But the Holy Spirit stopped me from doing that.
不但不再做呢，而且叫必死的身体活过来。
Not only stop doing those, but also the mortified body come to live again.
这是叫我们能够那个身体的表现呢。是在新的生命的那个生命的活力底下表现。
So the manifestation of this is to manifest under the newness of life.
对我来讲呢，这个唱诗歌就是神把我从死带到复活起来。
For me to sing hymns is Lord just raised me from the dead.
我真的经历到一个地步，唱歌觉得很没意思。
I had such experience that I felt singing is really no fun at all.
曾经唱歌是很有意思，但是呢，后来变成很没有意思。
There was a time that I really enjoyed singing, but it came that become that to sing is really no fun.
而且是完全提不起劲要唱歌。
Actually, I really had no excitement to sing at all.
神在我身上就做了一个工作，把我唱旧歌的呢，就统统停下来，就统统致死了。
Then God do a work on me so that when I sing all those older songs that I just got stuck and put to death.
但是当我信主蒙恩得救之后，那个诗歌我一听到，我的心就觉得很不止很舒服，就觉得就一直对我全人有很大的一个帮助。
But after I believe the Lord, as soon as I hear the hymns, then I feel it's not just so nourished to my soul, but also it's so helpful to me.
所以我不但听那个诗歌，而且还听了再听。
So I do not just listen to those hymns, but I just listen to that over and over again.
我现在还可以记得，我第一首最有印象的歌是什么 ？Turn your eye upon Jesus.
I still remember the first hymn I really had impression with is the Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
因为我是听英文的。
Because I listened that in English.
我当时不知道有中文的歌。
I did not realize that hymn has a Chinese version.
还有一个什么 ？In the Garden. Walk in the Garden. 在那个我们是574首吧。
And also Walk in the Garden. Maybe it's a 574.
那就是我听了就很舒服，哎，怎么会这么棒的歌在里面就觉得非常喜欢在听。
And when I listen to it, I feel so joyful, and I would like to listen over and over again.
有点意外的就是，那时候有个弟兄，他很热心，他就送我一套《尼托森诗歌选集》。
And very surprisingly, that a brother gave me a collection of Brother Watchman Nee's hymns.
尼托森的诗歌，如果讲真理上，他都讲得很清楚、很深的，或者很高的。
Brother Watchman Nee's hymns talking about the truth, which is very high and deep.
但是，我虽然不懂他在讲什么。
Even though I did not understand what those were talking about.
但是有几首歌呢，我也许可以懂。
But some of those hymns I could understand.
比如说有一首歌是神，你正在重排我的前途。
That one of them is that God, you are rearranging my future.
我听这首歌，我觉得是。我现在我的前途正在被神重新安排。
Then when I listen to this, I know that my future is being rearranged by God.
我虽然不知道前面到底怎样，但是我真的感觉我现在那个前途啊，完全跟以前不同的。
Although I don't know what's ahead of me, but I truly feel that my future is completely different from before.
哦，耶路撒冷，哦主撒冷是你所建造。
And another hymn is that you are the one who builds Jerusalem.
那很多歌哈，如果看歌词来讲，真的很深的。
There are so many hymns that seems very deep.
我就不知道为什么，我就一直学着听，又在听，又在听，又在听。
But I don't even understand why, but I keep listening over and over again.
我想问大家哈，你一生当中哈，有几次把录音带啊，我们那是录音带时代，可以听到坏掉？
Let me ask you a question. How many times in your life that you could listen to a cassette tape until it's broken?
你要听多少次才把它听坏掉？
That how many times you have to listen until it's broken?
我就真的把它听坏掉，而且再买一套新的。
I listened to the point that they were broken, so I had to buy a new one.
所以这耳朵哈，更新了。
So my ears are being renewed.
心里更新了，然后思想开始更新。我的耳朵，我这个人开始更新。
My heart is being renewed, my thoughts are being renewed, and therefore my ear, my whole being is being renewed.
所以虽然还是不太懂，但是呢，整个就被带到往新的方向去。
Although I still couldn't understand, but I'm being turned to the newness of being.
因为我们这个人，很多人要懂是需要很多过程以后才会懂。
In order for us to understand, we need to go through so many stages.
但如果我们一开始就把我们限制在我们懂得范围底下，我们就不容易被主更往前带。
But if initially we are just limit ourselves under something that we understand, then it's harder for the Lord to guide us.
所以刚刚我们提到， 你会听见，对不对？
So we just say that you will hear.
你也会被禁止。
And you will be stopped.
啊，耶稣的灵不许。
And the spirit of the Lord forbidden.
然后呢，你的思想是不是圣灵引导你的思想？
Then whether the Holy Spirit guides your thoughts.
啊，你的思想是不是体贴圣灵的思想？
Whether you are mind of the things of spirit.
然后呢，圣灵住在你里面是不是真实的？
Then is the reality that Spirit dwells in you?
圣灵住在我们里面，如果是真实的，我这个旧人呢就会被致死。
If it's a reality that Holy Spirit dwells in us, then our old man will be put to death.
然后这个新生命呢，就会从我这个人呢，逐渐的活出来。
Then this new life will gradually live out through me.
所以如果主住在我里面不真实，这个事情可能就不发生了。
If it's not a reality that the Lord dwells in me, then this should not happen.
那如果主不能把我旧人致死，那主就很难把我往前带。
So if the Lord cannot put me my old man to death, then it's hard to bring me into newness.
因为基督徒的生活是神全新创造的生活。
For the Christian life is actually completely new life created by God.
在神的新造里面没有死亡。
In God's new creation, there is no death.
新造里面是在死亡的那一边，超过死亡。
The new creation already surpassing the death.
所以我们要活在新，我们如果活在新造里面，应该不是活在死的这个限制下面。
So if we live in the new creation, then we are not live in the limitation of death.
但是如果我们没有经历过被致死又被带到复活起来。
But if we have not experienced of how we are being put to death and being resurrected.
神在我们身上新造的工作我们就不能够明白。
Then the work of this new creation of God, then we cannot understand.
不信主人不明白我们是无所谓的。
It's okay if the non-believers do not understand.
因为在他们身上没有复活这个东西。
Because there is nothing about resurrection on them.
他也不认识，他也没有进入过这个复活。
They do not understand nor have entered into this.
但是我们信主，我们愿意让主住在我们里面。
But for us, believe the Lord, and we would like the Lord to live in us.
如果没有被带到复活的层次。
If not being guided into the level of resurrection.
我觉得不只是很可惜。
I think it's not just being unfortunate.
主要带我们进入的福气呢，可能我们进不了。
Then the blessing Lord would like us to enter in, then we cannot enter in.
所以复活是一个基本的。
So to resurrect is something fundamental.
所以来到教会里面，应该什么？大家都应该是活在复活里面的。
So when we come to the church, then everyone should live in the resurrected life.
不是光来到教会里面了啊，不是你上班的时候就活在旧造里面，然后你那个来聚会就活在新造里面，不是这样。
It's not that when you go to work, you live in your old life, and then when you come to gathering, you live in new life.
因为我们这个人被带到复活的里面去。
Because we have been brought into the resurrected.
所以你上班，你是一个复活的人，到上班的地方去。
So being resurrected, you actually go to work.
别人看到是跟你原来一样的人。
So what other people see you is the same.
但是你所思想的，你所做的，都是复活以上的东西。
But your thoughts and what you do is all in the resurrection level.
所以主说我们是世界上的光嘛。
So the Lord says we are the light of the world.
我们是地上的盐嘛。
And we are the salt of the earth.
如果我们不是复活，我们怎么可能是地上的盐呢？
If we do not resurrect, how can we be the salt of earth?
如果我们没有活在复活的实际底下，我们怎么可能成为世上的光呢？
If we do not live in the reality of resurrection, then how can we become the light of the world?
人看我们跟看他自己是一样的，人害怕我们也跟他害怕，人在那里被这个地上的利益所捆绑，我们也被他捆绑。
Then other people see us no different from them, that we are also in fear and also we might be bonded with things on earth.
如果是那样，我们不但不是世界上的光，我们是被黑暗的势力所捆绑。
If we live that way, then not only we are not the light of the world, but also we are being bonded by the power of darkness.
但是主说，我们是地上的盐，我们是 世界上的光。
But the Lord says that we are the salt of earth and also the light of the world.
所以我们虽然还没有离开这个世界，还活在这世界的种种的系统当中。
So although we still living under all kinds of system of this earth.
但是我们是已经复活的，我们是圣灵可以引导我们的，所以我们是在这个系统当中，但是是用天上系统，是用天上的，是神的那个是神在我们身上来带领我们在地上的生活。
So although we still live on this earthly system, but we are also already living this resurrected level, so that it's the Lord's light can guide us into the heavenly system.
也许有的人看不懂。
Maybe some cannot understand.
但是他们会知道说，你身上不一样。
But they will know that on us there is the guidance of the Lord.
你身上不一样，不是我头发不一样，不是我穿的衣服不一样。我身上不一样，是在我们里面有神同在。
There is something different on us. It's not that we wear something different, but it's because that there is the presence of the Lord on us.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So that's something very precious.
圣灵致使我们这必死的身体。
The Holy Spirit put our mortal body to death.
圣灵又叫我们这必死的身体又活过来。
And the Holy Spirit also raised up us for our mortal bodies.
因为这个是一个很宝贵的经历。
This is some very precious experience.
他要把我们带到能够真正被神引导的时机。
It will guide us into a reality of we can be guided by God.
我们再看罗马书八章十四节。
Then let's look at Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
十四节到十七节。
From verse 14 to 17.
凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕，所受的是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世，和基督同作后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, then we might also glorify together.
这里很宝贵，凡能够被圣灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
It's so precious that here says that as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
所以这是不是告诉我们，被圣灵致死，那必死的身体，又叫必死的身体活过来很重要。
So it tells us it's so important that our old life being put to death by the Holy Spirit, and then the mortal body being resurrected by the Spirit.
如果我们真的能够这样子，那我们的圣灵的经历就容易丰富起来。
If we can truly be like this, then our experience with the Holy Spirit is very abundant.
有时候我们这个人也很困难。
Sometimes we are so difficult.
有一些在我们身上那个老旧的生命非常的顽固。
Some of our old life is so stubborn.
圣灵在我们身上要致死我们呢，花了十年二十年呢，还死不透。
When the Holy Spirit tried to put those things into death, then even after 10 or 20 years, it cannot be put to death.
所以呢，我们就一而再、一而再、再而三的，就落在那样的旧造生命的光景底下。
So over and over again, we fall into such old life's condition.
但是如果真的，我们能够彻底的被致死又活过来。
But if we can very solidly be put to death and resurrected.
然后呢，就在引导我们的时候，不会有什么拦阻。
Then there is no difficulty for the Lord to guide us.
那这个时候，他说，凡能够被圣灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Then here it says that as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
这件事情是非常重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
主今天在我们身上要做的，借着圣灵充满我们。他说，圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
What the Lord would like to work on us is that let the Holy Spirit fills us, and also hear that the Spirit bears witness that we are the sons of God.
他说，你们所受的不是奴仆的灵啊，那个不是奴仆的心，这就是灵。人就害怕，乃是儿子或者儿子名分的灵，叫我们呼叫阿爸父。
It says that you do not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
所以圣灵在我们身上其实就是什么？要我们得到儿子的名分。
So the Holy Spirit on us would like to us to receive the sonship.
要让这个生命长大。
To let this life grow.
甚至到我们盼望我们的身体能够得赎。
I also hope that our body can be have the redemption.
不晓得我们是不是盼望我们的身体能够得赎。
I don't know if we hope that our body can be redeemed.
我听说有个弟兄人家向他要相片。
I heard that as someone asked one of the brothers for a photo.
当然这个弟兄一定是很受尊重所以人家向他要相片。
It must be this brother is being highly respected, so others ask him for a photo.
他也把相片给了，他说你应该再等一等，啊，再等一等，你就可以拿到更好的相片。
He said that you should wait a little longer, then you can receive an even better photo.
等什么呢？
Wait for what?
等身体得赎。
Wait for the redemption of the body.
啊，像我现在呢，白头发蛮多的，对不对？
Now I already have a lot of gray hair.
啊，因为当然染一染也可以是黑的，对不对？
It might be okay if I just color it back to black.
但是毕竟已经是老化，对不对？
But I'm getting old.
但是身体得赎呢，就给一个全新创造。
But in order for once the body is being redeemed, then it's a complete new creation.
必朽坏的变成不朽坏的。
The corruptible become incorruptible.
必死的变成不死的。
The mortal become immortal.
你想？这是不是好多了？
Don't you think that's even better?
不是好多了，是根本没办法比较。
That's something incomparable.
所以神要我们得到儿子的名分。
So God would like us to receive sonship.
这是主再来的时候我们可以得到的。
That's something we can receive when our Lord comes back.
主使我们的这个生活呢，其实不是光为了我们自己。
So our life is not just for ourselves.
他说在其实在这段圣经里面告诉我们。受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
So here it tells us all the created being is earnest waiting for the sons of God to be manifested.
所以我们里面要有盼望。
So we should have a hope in us.
其实你假使没这个盼望的话，但是受造之物还在等。
Even if you don't have such hope, but all the other created beings are waiting.
受造之物在等你，在等我得到儿子的名分。
All the creation are waiting for you and me to receive the sonship.
你不为你自己，你也为受造之物吧。
Even if you don't do this for yourselves, but you should do those for the creations.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So that's something so precious.
所以会被圣灵引导，就被带到那个怎么样说，儿子名分的时机，得荣耀的时机。
So if can be guided by the Holy Spirit, then can be guided into the reality of receive sonship and being glorified.
而且他一句话说，受造之物指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
And it also says the created itself is also being delivered from the bondage of corruption into a glorious liberty of the children of God.
你觉得受神圣灵的引导是受辖制呢？还是自由。
Do you feel that being guided by the Holy Spirit is under bondage or getting the freedom?
到底是受辖制还是自由？
Is being bonded or having the liberty?
因为我觉得好像有时候有的弟兄总会觉得说跟随圣灵，要不是我就变成受他控制了。那你到底是受辖制？你跟随圣灵是受辖制呢，还是得自由？
Some brothers might feel that if follow the Holy Spirit, then it seems I'm being controlled by the Spirit, then exactly do we really being bonded or receive the liberty?
我们不跟随圣灵就受虚空的辖制。
If we do not follow the Holy Spirit, then we are being bonded by vanity.
就受叹息的辖制。
It's all being bonded by groaning.
就受败坏的辖制。
I'm being bonded by the corruption.
那圣灵，你一跟随圣灵呢，就脱离虚空。
And once you follow the Holy Spirit, you are being delivered from vanity.
你活在这个虚空的环境底下，但你不被虚空控制。
You live under the vanity of the circumstances, but you are not being bonded by the vanity.
你活在一个必朽坏的一个环境底下，甚至一个必朽坏的身体底下，不被它辖制。
You live in the corrupt circumstances or even the corrupt body, but you are not being bonded by it.
所以跟随圣灵。 是被辖制呢，还是得自由？
So to follow the Holy Spirit, is it to be bounded or to receive liberty?
如果是主不救我们，我们有没有能力脱离败坏？
If the Lord hasn't saved us, do we have the power to be delivered from corruption?
主不救我们，我们有没有可能脱离叹息？
If the Lord does not save us, would it be possible for us to be delivered from the groaning?
心理学。
Psychology.
社会工作。
Or even social work.
就是要帮助很多人脱离叹息。
Are to help people from being delivered from groaning.
全世界所有职业里面自杀率最高的就是搞这种事的人。
All of the jobs that have the highest rate of commit suicide are those what we have mentioned just now.
为什么？
Why is that?
每一个叹息都像垃圾一样。
All those groaning are just like garbage.
我来做心理学的工作。
And for me to be a psychologist.
你把垃圾倒给我。
And you just cash all your trash onto me.
我不但心里接受了，我还没有能力把它丢出去。
Not only I accept it, but there is no way for me to throw out.
一个人把垃圾倒给我，两个人把垃圾倒给我，一千个人把垃圾倒给我。
For one or two or even thousand people cast their trash on me.
每一个人只是一个小垃圾桶，我这里变成什么？垃圾场。
For each person cast on me this small trash can, then I become the big garbage collection.
我们连一个小垃圾桶都倒不干净。
For ourselves, we can't even cast out the little trash can.
那个充满了死亡，你怎么脱离呢？
How can you be delivered from something full of death?
这是一个很重要的学习。
So that's some important learning.
顺服圣灵。
To obey,
脱离虚空。
To obey God, to be delivered from vanity.
显出神儿女自由的荣耀。
And to manifest the glorious liberty of the children of God.
啊，以前我们讲的自由是什么？就是我想做什么就做什么。
In the past, when we talk about freedom, is that we can do whatever we want to do.
但是问题是，你没有想想看，你想做什么就做什么，那你做的到底是什么？
But then when you think about if you can do whatever you want to do, then what exactly you are doing?
就我没有看到说那个想做什么就做什么，我一定可以做成那个建造人的东西。
But I have never seen that if you can do whatever you would like to do, but it's not something that can build other people up.
许多时候都是我们得救之后才明白。
It's often not until after we believe the Lord that we start to understand.
神看为羞辱的，我们看为荣耀。
Those that are shameful before God's eyes, we see those as glorious.
神说我们是被那个辖制的，我们说那是自由。
And God said that we've been bounded by those that, but we thought those are freedom.
但神要借着圣灵把我们带进到神儿女自由的荣耀。
But God through the Holy Spirit will lead us into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
虚空不再辖制我们。
The vanity no longer just bound us.
死亡不能控制我们。
Death cannot bound us.
黑暗不能压制我们。
Darkness cannot empower us.
你觉得这是自由吗？
Do you think that's liberty?
但是受造主在等这个。
The creations are waiting for this.
受造主在等神儿女的自由到他们身上。
The creations are all waiting for the liberty of the children of God to be upon them.
所以我们需要彼此鼓励。
So we shall encourage one another.
能够进到能够被圣灵引导的时机。
To enter into the reality of being guided by the Holy Spirit.
当我们进到这个时机的时候，不但我们有盼望，受造主都有盼望。
When we can enter into such reality, not only we have hope, but all of the created beings also have hope.
我的时间已经到了。
So my time is up.
所以我必须告一段落。
So I have to stop for here.
主若愿意的话，我们可以再思考一下这个关于圣灵的经历。
If the Lord's willing, we can continue to meditate upon the experience of Holy Spirit.
这个不是形而上的，这个其实是很实际的。
Those are actually very real, the reality.
这是我们日常生活需要经历的。
That's something we have to experience in our daily lives.
譬如说刚才讲的瑕疵，你现在日常生活你有什么瑕疵你自己知道。
Such as we just mentioned about bondage, you know whatever is bonding you in your daily life.
啊，你自己知道，你不需要告诉别人。
You know, and you don't even have to tell others.
但你有没有来的？因为被圣灵充满，被油充装满了你的器皿，你得到释放的。
But have you ever been set free because you are being filled by the Holy Spirit and by filled by the oil of your vessel?
好，我不要占时间了，我们就有点祷告。
So let's pray.
主，我们实在求你圣灵在我们身上做人所不能做的工作。
Lord, we truly pray that the Holy Spirit works on us as the work that man cannot do.
除非你亲自带领，否则我们就很难明白，也很难进入那个实际。
Unless you guide us yourselves, otherwise it's so hard for us to understand nor enter into its reality.
你既然让我们发现这些话或者听见这些话，
As you have thus found those words or heard those words,
你就把我们带到因着这些话得益处的实际。
Then bring us into the reality of receiving the benefits through those words.
叫你的教会能够被圣灵所充满。
So your church can be filled by the Holy Spirit.
能够是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Can be the dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit.
叫众圣徒真正的能彼此的建造。
So all the saints can truly build each other up.
能够真正的预备好迎接主你自己的再来。
Can truly be ready and welcome your return.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.